Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. You know I'm here with Chris and Dion, and Nakia came in late because his head is shaped like a butt plug and he had to go unstop some shit. What you throwing up, burger signs?
Burger. He said four for four.
Gas station, bitch. Gas station, bitch. Four for four, homie. I'll stay tuned after the music. Oh, the goddamn car.
That may be your best joke. Oh my god. You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
You are decked out in your Falcons gear.
Yeah, I got back up and put on the same clothes from yesterday, so we won.
What's their record? How are they doing?
Mind your business.
I don't know the answer. I'm genuinely asking. I'm not teasing yet.
I think they're 5-6.
Ah! Nah, I'm a Colts fan. We can't. What's our record?
Matt Ryan.
4-6-1.
4-6-1 with Jeff Saturday. Matt Ryan did run for 39 yards last week.
Didn't he look slow?
He looked slow as hell, but it looked like Peyton Manning when Peyton Manning used to lumber across the field. Do you go to every game? How many games do you go to?
I missed one this year.
Okay.
I bought some tickets, a lot of tickets, so I'm going. I've been dying to get back here. I've been dying to be able to afford to go see the Falcons lose.
Compared to the old stadium, how do you think the new stadium compares as far as like the seating, what you're used to? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it the same?
Well, her seats are probably different now than they used to be.
Well, I don't know.
I saw where Nikea was sitting yesterday.
Well, excuse me, I'm eating. I have club seats. So club seats allow you to sit on the floor. I'm in something called an AMG club where all the alcohol and alcohol and food is free. Then I bought Nikea them tickets in the other club part where just the food is free. But we niggas, we switch bands out so they can come and help me.
My dad has club seats for the Colts, and then he does that. He trades with my brother, and they all switch too.
We switch bands out so everybody can go back there and eat because they have different food, but they have shrimp. They have lobsters. So they have all kind of shit back there. You know, you never know. They have like real prepared meals, and they have a whole sweet table up front. They just chicken finger, hot dogs, hamburger.
Do you ever see famous people in there?
I saw Gary. Who was at the game yesterday?
I don't know.
What was the football player at the game yesterday?
Why I'm asking her? Who are you?
Who? No, in Atlanta. What was the football player, our old running back? Freeman.
Freeman?
Yeah, Freeman. But in the section I sat in, a lot of people starting to notice me. They're actually like, hey, they don't really fuck with me, but they know me. And then some people come up and be like, oh, can I take a picture when I'm walking through the stadium and shit?
No.
But you know my non-famous acting ass. So, I don't go through no special dough. They should give me special dough treatment. But I'm not there yet.
So you're on local radio in the mornings, mm-hmm. and that makes you more famous. Like your TV show, your Netflix special, all the appearances, all that's great, like Rogan.
But like, there's something about being on local radio that like makes you really well known in a local area. I bet is like, do you notice in Atlanta that you're noticed as much for morning radio as you are for all the other stuff?
I'm noticed from the TV show the most.
Okay.
And you know, radio don't have the same power it used to because we got podcasts and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tell you me know, radio ain't what they used to be. What is the motherfucker at? So, you know, you don't have that power like it used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, people come up to me and be like, "That's that," you know, because I have a segment on that called "That's That" with Miss Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told y'all the last show I was walking out of this place called Fried Green Tomato.
Mm.
It's a place up here called Fried Green Tomato. Fucking food so goddamn good. So I'm walking out of this restaurant with my husband and this lady just grabbed me. And I said, "Get your goddamn hands off me, bitch." She's like, "Miss Pat, I live for you to cuss me out." I said, "Oh, bitch, you better just put your goddamn hands on me." It was dog out of two. I thought she was trying to take my motherfucking pocketbook. Get your goddamn hands off me.
That is a bad fucking idea. Do not put your hands on her.
She grabbed you because she wanted to be cussed out.
And she said, "I just live for you to cuss," but they all be wanting me cussing out at the show now. And I told people to leave me the fuck alone. I'm still having an escort out. They want to talk back because they realize that I can join.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one man this weekend, and this motherfucker fired off. When I tell you, I drugged this shit out of this old ass nigga. I was talking to his girl. I said, "Oh, you an ex prostitute?" Because they look like a bunch of old hoe with a retired pimp at the table. So he was like, don't answer her question. I said, "Who the fuck are you, old ass nigga? Who the fuck are you, old cop blocking ass nigga? Ain't like the bitch to sell pussy now. She old." And then he started to holler at me. When I tell you, I drugged that nigga a new booty hole. I drugged the shit out of him. So they was a little wild and sensey. They was a little wild and sensey. But it wasn't.
Did McDuffin show up?
If he did, he didn't say shit to me.
He could have been there then. He, you know, he keeps to himself.
He said he was going to go.
He didn't come. And Saturday was sold out. And the other ones, they was all sold out. Like, I'm on my way to Virginia Beach this weekend, and we added a show.
He's done with us now that he's exposed himself. He's not making memes anymore.
Yes, he is.
He made a couple that were funny.
Man, he did that shit with Nike talking about them hot dogs. I fucking hollered. He making memes. I think he's an artist, so you really got to give him something to make a meme about.
He is quite the artist.
I mean, he's really good at what he's do. Don't run him back off. I like McDuffin.
I like McDuffin too. Look, did you see this one?
No, where that one come from?
Pirates of the Golden Corral. It's Nike and I.
How the fuck?
I was gonna say, it looks like y'all really own those outfits.
That was a Halloween.
Nike was really in that outfit.
Okay.
They're from the Disney crew.
He does a lot of more Bob and Tom memes, but yeah, this is.
Jesus, Chris, you look good. How did he get? Did you have on that?
That ain't Chris's body. No, Chris got chest hair.
No, that's mine. That's me. I wore that for Halloween one year.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. You shaved your chest?
I just think it's super blurry. I think the pictures. Yeah, I have. Here comes Nike. I have good chest hair.
Yeah, we didn't need to see that.
I can take my shirt off if you want me to.
What you was doing, shitting?
Man,
well, he's in bed. Why are you in bed?
You look okay? Like you in a prison bed.
You all right?
Shit or something?
Yeah, I had a bless.
You had to what?
That's when all that hard work I was out there doing for you.
He had a blessing. He said
protecting the silverware.
I tell you, I've gotten 4 or 5 applications for your brother's job, Miss Pat. I will come and work at Miss Pat at $300 a week. I'm in.
Are you talking about working in the yard?
Yes.
Man, the mother Aunt one shit. I ain't never talking to Aunt no more. He called me to my love you. I said, "I don't give a fuck. What you want?"
Well, there was a lot of us in the Facebook group who were very uncomfortable with how hard you hit that R. I didn't know that you know, you've talked about how that word makes you uncomfortable. I felt some discomfort when you called him the hard R because you meant it.
I sure did. Because you know, I'm a very giving person. I want everybody to do, I want to see everybody flourish and do well. I let my brother work on my show all three seasons. I've looked out for him when he was in jail. I fucking helped his family when he was, you know, when he was in prison. And then for you to get out and tell me you want me to pay your motherfucking mortgage, nigga, please. Nigger, please.
Oh, boy. That makes you uncomfortable, Dion?
I'm Herschel Walker, and I approve this message.
I don't think, speaking of Herschel Walker, I don't think he get no dumber than him. I'm telling you something, it's bad when you know Donald Trump is more intelligent than a motherfucker. Herschel Walker got to be the dumbest motherfucker. That motherfucker last bit he did about the vampire, he wants to be a coyote.
I
was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think I got it. I think maybe.
He is the dumbest motherfucker.
I got the one that Dion sent to the group here.
That shit had me hollering.
Tell me if you can hear
it. I'm gonna tell you to keep the faith.
We can't hear it.
Let's take a break and let me see if I can fix this real quick. All right, this is Herschel Walker.
I'm gonna tell you to keep the faith. Oh, you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's gonna get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway. Because the other night I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some type of night. But it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, are they not? But I'm gonna tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and then you tell how stupid it is because it's 1 a.m. So I'm watching my TV, these kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, what? But I'm still watching though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they were watching their TV. Now I'm watching my TV. They're watching their TV. Or they see the vampire killer on that TV.
Did it skip?
So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from that TV to get rid of this real-life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because, you know, I got to have a stake and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burns. I know that worked. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, this guy's got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now, he's all fake. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs, and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit, floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kid jumped behind that hero. As they jumped behind that hero, the guy jumped in front of him with this holy water, threw it on the vampire's forehead. He covered his eyes. Then he took his hand away. He started laughing. And he said, that don't work. He took the cross, he put it on the vampire's forehead. And the vampire didn't even do anything. He said, that don't work. And that's the way it is in our life. It doesn't even work unless you got faith. It is time for us to have faith. We got to have faith in our fellow brother. We got to have faith in this country. We got to have faith in this in the elected officials. And right now, that's the reason I'm here. Because God, I'm going to tell you to keep the faith.
He's going to restore faith.
You ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep...
I got to be honest. I've never seen...
Niggas need a moment of silence.
Shit, just...
Hey, that's... Ugh. That's your baby daddy 2.0. That nigga was right there. Ian talk like...
She's laughing because she knows it's how true is it?
Yeah.
What the fuck was you talking about? I want to know the name of that movie he saw because I don't believe that was no movie.
Friday, something.
I've never seen him speak before, but now I want to see more.
Yeah, my first time really heard him speak.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I was
he didn't take any pauses after he
I didn't get the point. Like, so
every sentence just kept going.
Can y'all talk one at a time, please? What'd you say, boy?
Every sentence just kept going. So he said he was cool. So then he went to the upstairs. And then after upstairs, it's like, where's the period? Where's the question mark?
He never run on sentences. That's all he is. I ain't no period when he talk.
He literally talks like my four-year-old.
But my thing is, y'all, is it these white folks, white people, let me tell y'all something. Well, I ain't gonna say white people, I'm gonna say Republicans. If y'all gonna go out and get a nigga, let him be an intelligent one. When we go out and get crooked, dumb people, at least they be able to give a speech.
You didn't like Herman Cain? Stop.
Herman Cain could give a speech. He was intelligent. He was just stupid. Anybody never said Herman Cain wasn't no good speaker. They would just say he was stupid. And why was he on that side of the world? Oh my God, if you're going to go out and get somebody, at least let them know what the fuck they're talking about.
Like true.
Bush sound better than this motherfucker, man. Nigga, at least Bush got more fucking confidence. Bush hit a Iraqi with a shoe.
No, they do.
There's an old saying in Texas. Maybe it's in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas. But fool me once, shame on you.
You can't get fooled again.
I mean, this motherfucker here, Herschel Walker, I'm telling y'all, this man's brain is so loose. I bet his brain just floated in here. It ain't attached to no muscles. His head, his brain is like a fish aquarium. It just floats in salt water.
Who drew up that playbook for him?
I don't know what his old ass was doing up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching kid vampire movies.
waiting to hear if she aborted it.
In Oregon, they was cussing at him. The fans was cussing at him.
Say that again.
His ass. The white people will say it.
Didn't you see Herschel Walker like at some point in the last six months?
I have a Herschel Walker. I ain't posted though.
I saw Herschel Walker at the game.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's when I see his slogan, "Run Herschel, run." I don't know who he's talking to in that audience or who he's appealing to, but if y'all would just take the time to listen, y'all be like, nah. And if I'm gonna vote for a nigga, it's gonna have to be one that can give a speech.
You gotta have faith, remember?
I'm a speech.
I felt like he was about to ask me to sow a seed of faith. Did you see that Donald Trump started raising money? Herschel Walker said, "Please stop helping me," because Trump was raising money with his super PAC for Herschel Walker, and Trump was keeping 90% and giving 10% to Herschel Walker. So Herschel said, "Knock
he
it off."
Know Herschel. Herschel know he dumb. I mean, Donald know Herschel dumb.
Yeah, that's why he picked him. He's easily manipulatable.
Just running the bank on him.
Yep.
So did he tell him to stop? Did he stop?
Walker said stop, but I'm sure Trump didn't stop.
What is this that I didn't see that one?
Let me see if I can find it.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe it's this close. I really can't.
I can't believe the word close is involved into this right now.
He's just like, after his son came out and said, "Don't vote for this nigga," I'm like.
Well, his son was all on his side at first.
Well, they're all mad. The Trump people are mad that Brian Kemp got in and started helping Herschel Walker. And Kemp's the enemy because Kemp said the election wasn't stolen. And so once Kemp started helping Walker, then now Walker's a turncoat. And so
look at Walker's eyes. They tell you he ain't there. his pupil is dilated.
That picture makes him look like he in the civil rights movement just waiting to get hit over the head again. Where the next city, y'all?
What did my podcast go? Where did you go, Chris?
Oh, I had the story up for you.
Hello?
The information is abnormal.
No, you got to turn that off. We're going to get canceled if you don't.
What did the podcast go, Chris?
What do you mean?
I don't see you.
You don't see me?
Do you see me?
I see you.
Yeah, we see you.
Did you cover it up?
I don't see
You look hella confused, like Herschel Walker trying to read a book.
Like, well, you're watching a werewolf movie.
My podcast went away.
Click on Zoom down at the bottom.
Herschel Walker, probably tapping into your computer now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's hacking.
FaceTime. I see messages. Is that Zoom? Oh, shit. I closed it.
Wow.
I'm sorry, y'all. This shit is fucking... I don't know. I'm hoping, you know, hopefully one not pull it out. But, you know, with that side, you just... People vote even... I'm sorry, y'all. If I ever see a motherfucker talk like her, she walk around on the outside, I'm going to have to skip his name. I don't want to be no part of that bullshit.
It's highly embarrassing hearing that man speak. It's embarrassing. I don't care what side you on. I'm with you, Pat. If there was a Democrat that talked like that, I'd be like, I'm not voting for him.
I've skipped plenty of Democrats' names before. I don't know you or I don't understand you. You just ain't for me. I mean, you know, I don't believe in you. There's no way in the fuck. I'd be like, why are you running? Why the fuck are you running?
I vote for Nikea before I vote for Herschel Walker.
Well, the thing is, you know, you already know he's not going to be able to understand what's going on in Congress. Who's going to do it for him? Somebody's going to do his homework the whole time he's there.
It's like that Tommy Tuberville in Alabama. He literally was a blind stamp for Trump. That's what he's looking for.
Did he win?
Yeah, he's a senator. He was like a coach for a football team, and he's dumb as hell.
He coached for Auburn. I think he won a national championship with Cam Newton.
He's Trump's first call on January 6th saying stop the vote. And Tommy's like, I don't know how to do that.
He ain't too stupid.
You gotta bring your A team, and Trump's down to his E team.
Oh, you talking about the college coach. I know who that is.
Yeah.
You think he's dumb?
Oh, he's dumb. I know he's dumb.
Well, he wasn't dumb enough to help Trump. He's like, I don't know how to do that.
I literally don't know who you even talk to, sir.
Did he help him?
No, he had no idea what to do. He's just hanging out. You know, he doesn't know what to do. I mean, Trump, everybody that... So I know Pence people. And they all say nobody will work for Trump. Nobody wants to be associated with him at this point. Like, and the people that are advising Trump are like dumber than Rudy Giuliani. Like, so below my pillow
run,
guy.
Who's gonna run on his? It's gonna be my pillow guy and Trump.
It's the construction
worker,
Carrie Lake,
pillow maker. That's who gonna be running for? What have this country fallen on? We got a construction worker and a my pillow man running for president. Hey. It's either him or Papa John Pizza Man. Them the only two niggas that are running with Trump. You got a pizza man and a construction worker? go run the country.
Better ingredients, better candidates.
Better ingredients.
Extra time.
It's going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene or that Carrie Lake. That's who.
Marjorie, the racist, outspoken, crazy racist.
She is Trump's front runner for vice president. I'm not bullshitting you.
Well, let me tell you something. They only like you in your city, Marjorie. They don't like you worldwide. Okay?
Oh, she's Georgian, like, isn't she?
She probably is. Ain't nobody. You got 50 states, bitch, and they're not going to go for that 50 states. And she's not even hot. Like the other bitch who, what's his name? The nigga died with his frozen arm. What's his name?
John McCain?
Yeah, him. At least he picked somebody that was hot.
Sarah Palin? Oh, yeah. Sarah Palin was hot. I thought you were saying John McCain was hot.
That's what I thought she was saying. What?
No.
At first, I thought you were talking about Bob Dole.
I know.
No.
Let me tell you, Jack Kemp was a piece of ass in his day, okay?
No. What'd you call it? Arm couldn't move.
Who?
John McCain.
Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Sarah Palin.
Do you think DeSantis is going to run?
Oh, hell yeah. and he's going to win. He's going to beat Trump like a drum.
He should. I'm going to vote Republican that day.
You're not going to like Ron DeSantis either.
Oh, no, I'm going to go back and vote Democrat.
Yeah. What are you guys going to do about Joe? What are you going to do?
Man, Joe keep doing what Joe was doing. Nothing. At least Joe is quiet.
I saw a meme that said Trump won't jump in front of a bomb, but Joe Biden will fall asleep on one.
And they about right too. I don't know what the fuck Joe done did. I have not paid. I think what it was after Trump, it was just so much that went on. We as the people just needed a silent president. I don't know. We don't even know. We don't even give a fuck what he did. All we know is he went on TV talking stupid every week. That's all we know.
Well, Joe's not done anything different than that. He's still doing that. They have to walk back. You just don't see it as much.
Joe talking crazy too?
Every press conference, they have to walk something back because he says the wrong thing.
Well, he's 80 years old.
Right.
With $10 million worth of Botox in his eyes. So, Joe's eyes look 16. Joe got so much Botox in his eye, up on his eyes, his real eyes got real small. Like, look, they smaller than a pea marble. Joe Biden got rat eyes. You ain't never noticed that?
Yeah, he does.
But and it's so pulled back. You know, he like three different nationalities.
He always just like he winking at you to me.
I was like, Joe Biden, please stop getting Botox. Look at it. You see all these big bags? And then, see, they ain't got nowhere to pull the wrinkles. They done pulled them up into his forehead now.
He was handsome when he was younger.
He was a nice looking man.
Hey, they be on Joe Biden Instagram cussing him out all the time. Talking about you suck, you making the cutting, you making the market crash.
Look at this one.
Ooh.
Which one?
That one right there.
Yeah, you back. See how his eye? See, he getting his eyes pulled back every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But every 2 weeks he get his eye pulled back. Look at him.
He turned 80 yesterday. Happy birthday.
Oh, he sure did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 80 years old.
Hey, I remember somebody asking like, Joe, when are you gonna actually start?
It people in this country need that ad fucking with our leaders.
Look, this country was founded on. Are you kidding?
I don't know who's going to run. I really don't. I mean, I take Joe. At least he sleep. He don't make a lot of noise.
Old sleepy eyes Joe Biden.
Definitely not DeSantis. I can't take people who's known racist. Them the ones I don't like. You know what I'm saying? You got to... I don't mind you being a Republican, but don't be racist. All that shit, all of this shit with Kemp them doing, you can't give people water in line no more, making dumbass laws because they scared.
Yeah, they trying to repeal the gay marriage and the interracial marriage.
Interracial?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell people they can't be with other people?
I don't think they tried to repeal it, they just didn't vote for it, right?
Something like that. You can fuck them, you just can't marry them. They don't want to give you tax benefits.
They don't give you tax benefits for marrying white folks, nigga.
You get tax
credit. I thought we had privilege. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute, you get a tax credit when you marry outside your race?
No, we get married in general.
They got a nigga tax? What? I'm about to motherfucking go to Africa now. Hey, you marry a nigga, you get a tax cut. Woo! I was like, I know that.
You already married a nigga. You're not going to get no extra credit.
No, I thought like if white people married us, they get a tax credit. I thought that was y'all were talking about.
No.
I'm uncomfortable even hearing the proposal. I'm not voting for that either.
I'm like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. They got a nigga tax?
No. I think it did it pass? They were basically, it's a marriage act, and the Republicans, the majority of Republicans didn't vote on it, saying that that's not the federal government's job. And I think like 15 senators, 10 senators voted for it, and it was legalizing gay marriage and interracial marriage and all the stuff that was passed by the Supreme Court that said interracial marriage is now legal, gay marriage is now legal, that wasn't legislative. They're trying to codify into law. You look confused. Did I say...
codify threw me out because I'm thinking cauliflower. But are you saying they're trying to make it a law?
Yeah, so they don't want Dobbs to happen. So what they don't want happen is like, so when Roe got overturned, abortion was made legal in all 50 states through the court, so it can be overturned with one decision. So what they want to do is pass a law, which is much harder to repeal. The Democrats do. So, and a bunch of Republicans signed on.
They with it.
Yeah. And
you should be. How you gonna say you can't marry somebody that ain't your race?
Well, a bunch of people pointed out that Mitch McConnell voted against it, and he's married to Elaine Chao, who I believe is Chinese.
Chao, nigga, you ain't believing a motherfucking thing. It ain't dog food.
You could be Japanese and named Chao. I'm trying to be respectful of the nationality, okay?
She said it ain't dog food.
I was trying not to be racist, but thank you for Leroy Jenkinsing your way in here. Cocaine Mitch married a Chinese lady.
I'm trying to find Mitch McConnell wife on Chewy. She ain't on here.
I don't know what's so funny, but you know, Chow.
You said she ain't dog food.
Chow is dog food. I don't know what the fuck even happened there.
You just really got him.
Y'all so goddamn sick. Shut up.
I love this podcast.
Shut the fuck up.
How's the DCS stuff going?
Oh my god, man.
They closed the case.
All right, good.
And I told you to take him with you if you don't close the case. He said, I see you in another light.
I heard you went on radio the next day and dragged him.
I did. I really did. I was like, you know, I don't got time for that bullshit. Answer me all them dumbass questions. I ain't beat nobody. I need to beat these motherfuckers. You not hear him back there yelling in my motherfucking room.
No.
I just want to go wash my pussy when it's over and go to fucking bed. These two monsters in my motherfucking room. The time I take off my shirt with no bra, they holler, ooh.
Well, now you don't need to take them to the eye doctor. You know their eyes work.
You want to, ooh.
I remember them days I used to stay. I was like, well, can you put some clothes on? Fuck you, nigga. Stop looking.
Reagan said the other day there are two kinds of moms. There's naked moms and never naked moms.
She had on bra. I was
just
like, ugh.
What is her mom?
Oh, very clothed all the time. Reagan, too.
Yeah, my mama always wore clothes, too.
Yeah.
Ain't Reagan and family Amish?
No. They're Presbyterian, but they have a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's the people with them long skirts be fucking all the time.
Freeze on the
Sometimes I might be looking at your wife and be like, "What? Why she got her sweater tucked in?"
They curl up. She doesn't tuck them in, but like the style, I guess it's curling up. But she does. She dresses like, a little Amish, to be honest.
Very Amish. I thought she was Amish. I was like, well, I guess Chris made her turn into buggy and horse. But
I let her watch Handmaid's Tale one more time, and she just put on the outfit.
She like Handmaid's Tale. That's my shit.
She does. She loves it. She got a little mad that I made the joke last time that she wasn't allowed to watch it. But I thought that was a great joke.
I'm sorry, y'all. My nose was a little dirty. I got bad sinuses. That's my shit. I'm turning people on to Handmaid's Tale. Like I met this lady on a plane. She's a special person. I don't know how I became friends with this lady, but she lives in Florida. And it's so disgusting. I said, shut up, Republican, and fucking watch it.
Have you seen Tulsa King yet on Paramount Plus?
What is it?
Sly Stallone gets out of prison and he's a mobster and he goes to Tulsa and just starts beating people up. You'd love it.
No, have you seen Black Panther?
No, not the new movie. I saw the original, the first one though.
Are you gonna take your baby to see Black Panther?
I'm not against it. It's just we don't go to movies.
That was the most corporate answer ever.
I mean, I'm not trying to be offensive here. I'm just not going.
I'm gonna say what Dave Chappelle say. Look here, you crackhead cracker. Take your ass and see Black Panther.
Is it good?
They said it is. I haven't seen it yet.
Are you kidding me? Take your uncracker ass and go see it.
I'm gonna go Thanksgiving weekend. I've been so
it's a long movie. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Did you like it, Dion?
Yeah, it's like two separate movies. The first part is they wrap up what happened to Chadwick, and then the movie starts after they get done with all that shit. So it's kind of disjointed in the beginning because you're like, what? None of this shit makes any sense when you watch the rest of the movie.
I wish Chadwick would have told them that he was passing so they could have did it the right way.
Yeah, recast him.
No, not recast him, just like,
he could have passed the mantle on to somebody else and they recast. Yeah. Like, he could have had
something
like that.
Is there a new Black Panther?
Yeah. I want to.
His sister becomes a Black Panther.
A girl?
Did you after the credits, though, Dion?
Nah, because what?
You missed
it. I went to go see it at like 2 o'clock and it's 3 hours and we had to go to the show. So we had to run up out of there. But
it's going to be really good.
So I like the movie. It's dope. It's got some real dope scenes.
Tell you was after the credits.
Except they played Rihanna singing that song on the radio. And when it went off, tickets said, how was it? I said, I was asleep. That is the most depressing. Yeah. I said, I can't take this. I can't do that. I can't do it, Rihanna. Now, your voice is beautiful, but I just can't take down and out music like that. And that shit was down and out. So it's not for me, but I'm going to go see it. We're going Thanksgiving. I ordered my food, you know, I'm going to put it in the oven and we're going to eat and then we're going to go to the movies as a family.
It's fun.
What time y'all going?
He's not part of the family.
He did not get invited and she
just
doesn't want to.
The son.
All right. So let me help you out here, Miss Pat. You're going to be at the Virginia Funny Bone. And
You see what I'm doing. You fat motherfucker with that. He gained so much weight. His head is just turning into a dick. Have you noticed? He got a bell pepper head, don't he?
He looks like a butt plug. You look like Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
You look like a butt plug.
You do look like a butt plug. That tip can stop an asshole up.
That's just my hair getting long.
You gotta stop eating, son, because the more you eat, your hair gonna stop growing.
And three tacos and nachos.
No, I gave my dad that.
Oh, unless you're giving away food, okay.
I'm telling you, if you don't stop eating, your dick gonna fall.
But what if you don't stop eating? Your coochie gonna fall?
is already there.
You get coochie skin burns on your knees?
All right, y'all, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Y'all,
yes, please. Can we go?
So, y'all make sure you put that schedule back up on. Y'all make sure y'all join me at the Virginia Funny Bone this week, November the 25th through the 26th and the 27th. We just added a Sunday because other shows are sold out. Same thing in Arlington, the 2nd to the 3rd. I think we're adding a Sunday show onto that one too. Magoobies, December the 8th through the 10th. Houston, I'm there with you guys for New Year's. So come on out and see me. Helium Comedy Club, the top of the, yeah, Helium Buffalo. I'm there at the top of the year, January 13th through the 15th. Comedy Out Broadway, January 19th through the 21st. Chicago, I'm coming back your way. But for all of these dates, y'all can go to MissPatComedy.com to see where the fuck I'm coming, to get your tickets early so we can party and have fun together, goddammit. And that's that with Miss Pat.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.